Hello and welcome to the Playlist Club, the music podcast with your weekly playlists of fan favorites and new artists. This is Mike Hay along with
Sandy
and Brianna.
In this week's episode, we'll discuss our favorite releases from the first half of 2023. We hope you discover new artists to listen to and let us know your favorite K-pop bops on our social media on Facebook or Instagram. We would love to hear what you would like to listen to and if we have similar taste in music. So without further ado, let's
start that playlist.
Hello everyone, we are back with our first K-pop bop for 2023. We are ready to discuss our favorites by selecting them in categories. The goal was to make sure no one knew who picked what song, because we are going to guess each other's song picks.
Woo!
Let's see if we know each other well. And I think we all
pretty much do.
No, pretty well. We always do.
It's not a surprise.
Yeah.
I'll just say that.
Not anymore.
We try to make it a surprise. I think sometimes there's like curveballs, but most of the time we like typically know who chose when.
And I think it'll be a lot easier because we are missing Nancy too. So
next time we'll have to make her add it regardless.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. If you've listened to our K-pop bop series before, we are going to go through categories, and our first category is the bright concept. So we only have two listed on here. The first one we have is NMIX, Love Me Like This, and The New Six, or TNX, Kick It For Now.
I will guess, because I typically don't listen to a lot of bright music with bright concepts. It's just kind of out of my, I like dark concepts and other concepts. So I will pick, I'll guess. I think NMIX is definitely Brie. And then The New Six, or TNX, is my Kang. Unless I'm wrong. But I feel like, unless I'm wrong, maybe I am wrong.
You are correct.
Okay.
You are correct.
Okay, I could be wrong.
Maybe it's a curveball.
Yeah, I think we kind of know that I listen to more boy groups, and Brie listened to more girl groups than
like
all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And NMIX usually isn't my cup of tea.
Yeah.
So.
But this song is a lot better than their other
songs. Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think a hill upgrade. I think this song is, if they continue with this type of concept, I can see myself, not concept, but like song. Because like the switch ups weren't working for me. I know that's what they like is like a signature of theirs. But I don't think it was working, in my opinion. I know there are some people who love that. But for me, I'm like, NMIX, let's try something different. So I just think this song's a lot better than the previous releases, and I actually like listened to it. And the concept was like, it was more like Girl Crush, but it's like a brighter concept too. So that's why I put it in there. Some people may disagree, but I think surely if you did not like NMIX's music before, this is a lot better. So definitely give it a try.
It's more subtle.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot better.
But I picked TNX. Okay. With both of these songs, they were very Y2K still.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're still Y2K concept. But with TNX, they did have more of like a modern / Y2K sound. Especially during the chorus, it got more into that. And usually I'm not into bright concepts. I thought this was okay. When I first listened to it, I was like, oh, it's catchy. But as I kept listening to it, I did get a little tired too because it's so repetitive. Mm-hmm. But it's still like one of my better bright concept that I liked. So So we'll move on to the next concept or category that we have. And that is the opposite of bright, which is the dark concept. First up, we have The Boys Roar, Purple Kiss Sweet Juice, and N-Bite Me. Ugh. I feel like Purple Kiss might be Brie and N-Bite might be Sandy, and that I'm The Boys. because I know Bri and I have talked about N-Hyphen Bite Me before. So, yeah.
This is the concept, though. And it's vampire themed.
True.
And but it's like royalty themed. So,
I'm going to stick with what I said. I'm sticking with it.
I think you're right, because I am in hyphens. Yeah. Wait, what did you girls?
Nice try, Bri.
What did you say about it? Did you like it or not?
In hyphen? Yeah. It's like okay. Like, I don't think it's good.
The song?
Personally, the song. Okay, this sounds really mean, but it's like mediocre. Like, it just didn't connect well. Mm-hmm. And then the part where I forgot what they say, but it's like the verse, and then the chorus is just so weird.
Come over and kiss me and
come, na, 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 na.
Come over
na, and kiss na, me. I'm like, I don't know. It just didn't feel like in hyphen. Yeah. So like, I'm just like, I don't know where they're going.
The song was in hyphen though.
But like the song just I don't know. It was not me. Yeah. I was like, sorry in hyphen, this is, we're gonna have to come back, circle back. But yeah.
I didn't mind it. I kind of liked it until Bri said that. And I was like, yeah, that's true about the chorus. But like overall, I was still like, it still got to me. Like it was catchy. I definitely like the second song that came out better.
Is it the money one?
No, it's the Eat Me Up.
Oh, yeah.
What is it called?
Let me look it up.
Starts with the S. S.
But why did you pick the boys? They're not really. They're usually my pick, yeah. So I'm like,
Are you sure? I picked the boys because I did like the song.
Okay.
And
Sacrifice was the song.
I like that one more than Bite Me. But I picked the boys, Roar, because I did like the song. It reminded me more of like Poison or is it Poison? No, because that was a little more bright. The one you were saying to, I forgot. My gosh, I'm so bad with title track names.
Thrill Ride, right?
Maverick, I thought was okay. Thrill Ride was good, but it wasn't that kind of bop.
Yeah.
But more like, just like their darker concept, it was like those, but then it wasn't like crazy. Mm. It was more subtle, and which I was like okay with listening to it, you know?
It wasn't like, I don't know how well it did on the charts though, or maybe I just wasn't paying attention when it came out, but I don't think it made like a huge splash, did it?
I don't think so.
No, I don't remember seeing it much.
Yeah, and typically, like, I see them, like...
I did like the chorus, though.
The chorus with is catchy.
With the whistle and stuff.
I knew it. As long as you have a whistle in the hook. Yeah. I picked Sweet Juice by Purple Kiss. It's kind of sad because these girls had, like, a very, like, strong... Like, they were known for their singing and da-da-da. But, like, they just kind of, like... fizzled into like obscurity in a way, unfortunately, and they're under RBW too, so I'm like, what are you guys doing? Like, let's get something started here, because Mamamoo's like, I think in one of the company episode we said that Mamamoo's contract renewal stuff is coming up soon,
yeah, it
right?
ends,
or disbandment or something
I
like that.
I think Hwasa, her contract ends in December
soon,
or is Wien? Wien's contract with...
Wien already left.
Oh, but, like, contract as in with, like, Mamamoo is in talks for renewal at the end of December.
Mm.
So it's, like, do they stay with Mamamoo, or is it just the end of Mamamoo? So
I feel like they won't disband, though. Like, not in that kind of way, where they would just come back and do songs together. But staying with the company, maybe.
Yeah, but... Going back to Purple Kiss, I think they need to do a better job promoting these girls, because sooner or later they're going to be like one of the only consistent talent that they have for girl groups, at least. So, and I think the song is really good too compared to their previous releases, and like the concept is kind of like creepy in a way. Like, at least they try to interpret that in the music video. So I really like the concept. The outfits are super cute too. And they're like I said, they're from RBEW, so they have really good like mm-hmm. voices. But so mm-hmm. I'm just like wondering what RBEW is doing with these girls, because it's like it was a decent song, and I think it could have been a lot more popular than like what I've seen online and on social. So it's unfortunate. I think it was kind of went under the radar for most K-pop
fans. Maybe they're more focused on oneness. But I don't know. Purple Kiss, I feel like they don't really have, I don't follow them like that, so I guess I can't say that too, but then like they don't really have a signature sound to them, you know? Because when they first came out, didn't they kind of sound like rock?
No.
Almost like Dreamcatcher.
They've always had a dark concept. So that's what's consistent with them, is just dark concept. But I don't listen to their music enough to know if there's a signature sound. But they have a signature concept.
Yeah, I did not like that song. Hanzona.
That's our three picks for the dark concept. We had The Boys Roar, Purple Kiss, Sweet Juice, and N-Hyphen, Bite Me. And next two that we picked here are the favorite music video. First up, we have XG Shooting Star, G-IDLE's Queen Card, and then Con Daniel's SOS. Let's have you.
Yeah, I can do it. I mean, I think this is easy. Shooting Star, Sandy, I'm G-IDLE. Con Daniel is my king.
Yeah, that's like, what I would have said.
Easy.
I was like, my king.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty confident that it's that.
You were right, because my king's a Con Daniel fan. She doesn't want to admit it, but she is.
I listened to the song, and I'm like, this is something my king would definitely like. So the music video is interesting, too, because it's like, it was like dystopia type of. And like I don't know how to explain it, but it's like a dystopia desert thing.
Oh, yeah.
I did not like the SOS, whatever thing he did in the
really?
Chorus.
You didn't like
it? I did not like that. I actually liked the verse and like part of the chorus, but when he said the SOS thing, I'm like, no, Kanye, you know, this is not it for me.
I think when I first listened to it, that might have been throwing me off too.
Uh-huh.
But then I went back to go listen to it. I'm like, oh, it's not bad. And like watching the music video, it gave me like Mad Max vibes again.
Yeah.
Like other music videos have. But I was like, okay. And then while we were doing this, looking up for this episode, right? I went back to look at some music videos. I was between ATEEZ. And Con Daniel, and I was
18.
Like,
I'm Zia or Bounce?
Bounce.
Oh,
I was like, oh, I'm sure one of the girls will pick it, and then another of you guys did. But I went back to go look, and I'm like, yeah, I'll stick with Con Daniel, because when it got to like the shooting scene where it was like pitch black, and then he shoots, and then you get all these lights, I was like, that looks nice. That looks nice. The visuals were nice.
Yeah.
But I like the edits that ATEEZ used too. But so Brie, why did you choose G-IDLE?
Because of the dance scene. I don't know if you girls watched it, but like it reminds me of freaking White Chicks.
I think it is the reference. Of
and like it's yes. like it's yes. a reference to it. And I like just absolutely love that, because like White Chicks is definitely a controversial like movie now, but back then when we were younger, like it was definitely like a must watch. Mm-hmm. Like you don't know anyone who hasn't seen it before, you know what I mean? So just the reference to that, and like my sisters and us sometimes will like literally we did one of the dance moves at my sister's like freaking wedding. So like I just loved the music video just because of that scene. And it's just like a fun one to watch too.
Yeah.
That dance scene is like S tier.
What Bree's referring to is when they go to the club and they dance battle.
It's so freaking funny.
It was good, yeah. My pick was Shooting Star. I liked, because this time they went more R&B and futuristic, but Y2K, which was nice. I liked how colorful it was. I love some of their Sailor Moon reference in there. It was just a really fun music video.
It is. And it went well with their second song, Left yeah. and Right. Left, Right. My bad. Very colorful. And I like how all of these are still Y2K, which I'm still surprised. How long do you guys think that concept is going to stick?
I think it's going to stick around for at least another year. Until next winter.
Yeah. You think so?
I think it's
gonna next stick- winter?
Yeah, I think it's going to stick until next yeah. winter.
Okay, okay. All right. Once again, our favorite music videos, we have XG Shooting Star, G-Idle Queen Card, and Con Daniel SOS. Next up, we will be talking about some very underrated songs, which we believe should have more recognition. Mm-hmm. And so, first up, we have Davida Naughty, Villain Nugu, and Juni featuring Blast or Blaze.
It's all very Sandy. Much, it's all very much R&B hip hop, isn't it?
Yeah,
it yeah, is. Yeah, actually, this one is.
Maybe we need to change this. Because I feel like...
This is too R&B, right?
I think most of the time our underrated song is in that.
Yeah.
That's because that, like, that's because how genre. Underrated they are.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we'll just have to get an R&B category out here. But I think we all know very well.
Why
does it seem wrong then? I feel like Juni would be Sandy right away on mm-hmm. top of my head. And then Davida would be Brianna.
Yeah?
Yeah? No?
Your Villain Nugu then?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know who Davida is.
Oh! Wow!
I don't know if you know, but I love Juni too.
Yeah, but usually I get Juni vibes more from Sandy.
Sandy is definitely the Juni girl. Because
I've recommended him too. Since, what, 2020?
Yeah. That's funny because I'm like, I don't know who I've heard of Davida, but I don't listen to her music.
She's
like that,
an amazing vocalist under AOMG, but I feel like it took her so long to release something new, but she did come out with two new tracks. And like... Mm-hmm. I was like, why is nobody listening to her? She's got such amazing vocals.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Davida was my pick. And it's just, please listen to Davida. She's under AOMG. Everybody knows AOMG, so Davida, come on.
Yeah. I feel like Davida she is quite unique. I didn't really like her debut. I know we talked about it before too, but... And then, like, how you mentioned how she doesn't release as much, too. So I feel like it is a little bit hard to build up and get to know her more in her music.
She's featured a lot.
But, yeah.
That's the problem.
Yep, she features a lot. That's always how it is. Just come out with something new, y'all. But it's nice. And she has a lot of... She also incorporated, like, Barbie or, like, dolls into her song. Lighting's nice. And then I picked Villain. He finally came back, y'all. Finally came back after like 4 or 5 years.
Not under PLT anymore.
Not under PLT. Yeah, okay. Planetarium Records. He is under Villain Entertainment, which is his own.
Yeah.
But I'm like, finally, Villain. Thanks for coming back. But for real, give us more content, please.
So was it? Not worth it, but did it meet your expectations since it's been so long? Or were you disappointed a little bit? Or were you satisfied?
I was satisfied. I just wish the song was a little longer for Nugu. It was very short but catchy. Mm-hmm. The only thing I disliked about it was when he spit it at the end. Because this is a song and I don't want to hear spitting. That's why even like other songs when they do like the spitting sound or like they mock it, you know, like tweet, 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 or stuff like that. I'm like, I don't like it. But luckily, he did it towards the end. And then once it gets towards that, I just skip. But, like, the song is very catchy for me. And it's very, like, the bass and stuff. I'm just like, yes. If you hear this at the concert, boy, you'd be bopping to it. But, yes. Nugu. Go check it out. Okay.
Juni. featuring, I think it's Blades, mm-hmm. but I'm not too familiar with the artist, but Junie is back, and he dropped another bop. I freaking loved it. It's very much, like, music I love listening to. It's very groovy, and then it has, like, strong drum rhythms and things like that, so I personally loved it a lot more than I thought I would, and it's a really good car radio type of song. I like listening to it when I go to work. So it's a cute music video too. It's shot differently, and it kind of like it's almost like vlog-esque in a way, so I really liked the song. Definitely, Junie is a regular recommendation on our channel. Yeah. So if you haven't checked him out yet and you've been listening since the beginning, what are you doing? Are you a fan yet? definitely go check him out. I won't like say that he's only for certain people because he's not, but I think once you get past just K-pop mm-hmm. and like he's a very easy in into like the mm-hmm. R&B hip hop scene. So definitely go check it out if you haven't yet, because if you haven't yet, what are you doing? Yeah.
If you like more of his upbeat song, then that's currently what he's doing now. But if you want more R&B, then earlier Junie stuff, like 2017, 2018, is very R&B, mm-hmm. hip-hop. So he has music. He's very versatile. If I'm not recommending him, then one of the other girls is recommending him. So,
yep.
Junie's popular on this podcast.
He is. And that is our underrated song that we have chosen. Hopefully we will change that maybe for the next bop. Who knows? But we have Davida, Naughty, Villain, Nugu, and Junie featuring Blaze, Optimist. Next up, we all have that one song that we love. People might just get annoyed because you play it that many times and it's that good, but we don't care. But this category is on repeat. First off, we have Dawn, Dear My Light, XG, Left, Right, and New Jeans. Oh my, well, not Oh My God, but OMG.
This one's easy.
Oh, okay.
XG is definitely Brie, and yours is Dawn, because I'm New Jeans. Is that right?
Why do you say that? Yeah. Why do you say that, though? I like XG.
I know, but I know Brie doesn't listen to Dawn like that. And you and I had a conversation.
I don't either.
You and I had a conversation about Dawn from this specific song. You and I had a conversation. Yeah.
We need Nancy, because this is too easy. Because I think we've mostly gotten, like, for everything.
Except for the last one I did.
Mm-hmm. I would have picked XG because it's always constantly playing at my house. My niece, if she's crying, I just play the song and she stops crying. This is her absolute favorite song. It's her soothing song.
Wow.
So it's always playing. But then I saw it on the list. So I was like, okay, the other song I've been listening to is New Jeans, OMG. And we're going to see them in August. So they just had to go on this list.
Nice. Like, why do you like OMG more than Ditto? Because I know Ditto was a bigger hit.
I liked Ditto, but I think when it comes down to choreography, the Ditto dance was just didn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at it not just the song, but like the choreography and if it made sense in my head. But OMG's dance made sense more than Ditto's dance. It was offbeat for Ditto. So
And yeah, Dawn. I just really liked this song. It was very like ballad like and it flowed well. But who knows? He could have been talking about Hona too, but then I know, right? Like it's pretty much like a moving on song kind of thing, you know? And hopefully like everything went well when they like broke up and stuff. But yeah.
It was very cute. Are they actually separated? I thought they got back together.
Did they? I don't know. Who knows? But I don't know. I don't keep up.
Personal life.
Maybe we can, but I don't know. But this song, it just hit the spot. But I want to do a quick thesis break. It's not something that I was planning on doing, but after seeing this multiple times, the thesis break will be about, like, having like particular groups that are not like set on K-pop being K-pop, So for example, like I know we've talked about them a couple times already. Mm-hmm. So groups kind of like XG and AMTEAM, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. they're not considered really K-pop, but they promote in Korea. I have like mixed feelings about that. Like, do I count them as K-pop?
I think you can count them as K-pop because they're in the K-pop industry, necessarily not promoting in Japan and promoting us. I mean, their music is for a global audience, but they're promoting mainly in Korea. And their label's really pretty much based in Korea. So I just kind of count them as part of K-pop. And their director, their CEO, was a K-pop idol. So I think there's just a lot of ties.
Who's their CEO?
Simon of Dalmatian.
Yeah. Ah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I think I like Sandy said, I think like even though they, like AMTEAM is a Japanese mm-hmm. group and they're so like, but then their show, their survival show was shown mm-hmm. in Korea. It was done by a Korean like producer. Yeah. And then like, XG, I know they call themselves X-pop, but a majority, not, I should say majority, because they really popped off with mm-hmm. Left Right, especially in like the American, Asian American mm-hmm. scene. But like a good amount of their fans are K-pop yeah. fans. And I don't know if that's purposeful, but if it's purposeful, then wouldn't you be in the K-pop mm-hmm. genre in a way? So, like, I just think that, like, yes, you can say you're not, and maybe that isn't your target market, but then from an outside perspective, I'm not going to consider your music mm-hmm. K-pop, but I'm still going to put you with yeah. K-pop artists. You promote in Korea, you go on music shows mm-hmm. in Korea, you do Korean shows, like, reality mm-hmm. shows, like, XG had one through
Edmund. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. like it's the same yeah. thing, you know?
I think
Like yeah. it's so like I understand you're trying to differentiate yourself from like the K-pop scene, but I think when we boil everything down, a lot of the stuff you do and the moves you make aligns with a lot of what K-pop mm-hmm. companies are doing. So that's why I think like I don't care if they don't call themselves K-pop or whatever, but like
you're still good gonna music, put them under,
yeah. I'm still gonna put them under like that umbrella. Yeah. That K-pop umbrella, and like I don't know if they want yeah. to or not. I don't think XG wants to be like pigeonholed into yeah. that, just because like when they went to, was it 88 mm-hmm. Rising, Head in the Clouds, like they do have a like a good American fan yeah. base now, but it's still like your stuff, you're not catering, but a lot of your stuff is geared. I don't know if it's purposeful or not. I don't know what their marketing stuff is, but like you have a lot.
I think the way they market themselves is using K-pop as a stepping stone for them to enter the global market, because K-pop is
yeah.
so big now compared to what it used to be like 5, 6, 10 years ago. It's so much bigger now. Mm-hmm. And so it's a stepping stone for a lot of groups to utilize and then enter mm-hmm. a market that they specifically want. Because even the way mm-hmm. XG's training system went is exactly the same way as K-pop trainees. They train 5, 6, 7 years. Mm-hmm. They are on diets. They're on all these crazy things. So it's very pretty much K-pop, although they don't want to necessarily be tied down to it. It's your stepping stone. So I'm still going to call you part mm-hmm. of K-pop.
I guess one thing we need to do is stop or like have a more defined definition of the term K-pop.
Yeah.
Because technically it's not a genre, it's more of a group of like Korean pop. Yeah. You know, because you're promoting Korea, your music is supposedly Korean, yeah. you know? Or sung in mm-hmm. Korean kind of thing. And then it is pop under the genre yeah. of pop.
I think it's a subculture.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to put it, because you don't see, you
can't. It is a subculture.
Like, it's a subculture. Like, it's just because, like, to me, it's like, you don't see pop musicians here doing yeah. that.
Yeah.
So, like, yes, it's technically.
But the way they view it over there is a little bit different, though, you know? You know how, like, some people don't want to be known as like a K-pop idol kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But technically it's like a term to say it's Korean pop.
Yeah.
You know? Not like, we're just, pretty much we're just defining you guys by your country and then you guys do pop. Instead of just saying that they're pop.
I don't think that, yeah. I think it would be nice, but I think the term is gonna stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like K-pop means something different from pop music, in my opinion. Because
you think so?
Yeah. Because I don't think it's just pop music. There's too much that goes into it.
Like
that,
dancing.
That I see it as a standalone thing. Because it's like, you don't see pop music like this very often in other countries. People are now trying to emulate that in other countries, you know? So, like, I don't think that you can necessarily, like, if you want to boil it down and be like, give it a label, then it's going to be very difficult because ultimately it's a subculture. Like, ultimately it's a subculture because there's too much going into it to just simply say it's a, like, genre or a sub-genre of music. Do you know what I mean?
Not really. Because if people were just doing, like, regular pop artists are there doing music in Korea, what would you label them?
Like, pop, just pop music over there?
Yes.
If they're
without doing all that training and stuff.
Then it's pop music.
Yeah.
See, I think that's what people don't like.
Is it
because you know how like they're working so hard and then for you to label them like pop or K-pop, that's what some people don't like about it, you know, to like use that term.
Because I just feel like pop music is completely different from K-pop. Like it's just two separate things and you're going to be like, oh, I worked too hard to be pigeonholed into K-pop. But it's like, if you go through a training system, if you're trained to dance, if you're doing all these things, you're going to be put into K-pop.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but the world is going to see you as K-pop. Yeah. And like that's just how it's going to be. Or maybe this is just specific to Korea and their pop scene over there. And that's how they do things. But it's like there's too much going on in K-pop for it to be like, for it to not stand alone as its own genre or like it's you don't see it anywhere else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's the thing. Like you don't see it anywhere else. You don't see people trying out to go into company, train for 10 plus years, some of them, to try to get into a group to become famous. Like you just don't see that anywhere else.
Because you know, you can compare to J-pop, but I do recall a lot of groups not training that long or going through a training process in J-pop. Like, if you match the concept, there's a good chance you just get into the group because you naturally, magically just match the concept. And that's why you see, like, Survivor shows in Japan now and in China doing, like, idol producers trying to produce groups, which now you're seeing in the Philippines, you're seeing it in Thailand, you're seeing it everywhere, this training concept.
Okay. But here's another thing. Going back to how Americans used to have boy bands, or we still kind of do, but then like Backstreet Boys and kind of stuff. What would you guys have called them then?
There would have been a boy group, a boy band.
Yeah, but would you guys have like call them like 8-pop?
No, but the thing is, they never had. They didn't go through a training system. Do you know what I mean?
Too different.
Yeah, but then they still like train though to like do vocals and stuff together.
Okay, I understand what you're trying to say, but they're two different.
We have different sides of opinions.
Like, let us know what you think.
No, we'll save it for another time because we need to go back to our episode.
Oh, listeners?
Yes. Oh. We have to go back to our episode, but we will end our recess break for now. We will have to come up with a time to talk about this topic in more detail. But thank you, everyone. That was our little recess break about what is K-pop and what do we define as K-pop. But on repeat, we had Dawn, Dear My Light, XG, Left, Right, New Jeans, OMG. Next up, we have our most anticipated song of the year for the first half of the year, that is. First up, we have J-Hope featuring J. Cole, On the Street, Triple S, Rising, and AT's, my bad, Bouncy.
I think it's Bounce. Is it Bouncy? Oh, it is. Why did I think it's bounced? Just bounced. But I'll go because you guys probably know J Hope J Cole is me. Triple S Rising is my king. And then ATEEZ, I'm going with Sandy.
You sure?
Yes. Locking it in.
You are correct. This is too easy.
Yeah. I guess I'll talk about Hope on the Street. It was definitely anticipated for me personally because I'm like, it's J Hope. It's J Cole. Like, this is going to be good. But I was let down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I liked it, but I love you, J. Cole, but I don't know what the production team was doing, but your verse was very long. And for you to be a feature, I don't know. I just wish J. Hope had at least one more verse. Just one more verse, either after J. Cole's. But I'm sure he wanted to leave space for J. Cole to do his thing because he's like a fan of J. Cole, and they met at Lollapalooza last year, you know, so it's like you want to give space, but I'm like, dude, this is your track, and it's your track before you go enlist into the army, so it's like, give us a little bit something extra, give us something else, but if that's the direction that they wanted to go, like, what am I gonna do, like, call Hive, call J-Hope on my cell phone. But yeah, so it was definitely very anticipated. I was very, very excited, and a lot of ARMYs were too. Like, it was such a surprise for me because I'm like, J. Cole? Like, I texted my brother, who's a J. Cole fan, and he's like, what? like, J-Hope? Like, BTS? So it was just very exciting to see him work with, like, a global superstar like J. Cole and like a very good rap artist too. It just did not hit the mark completely for me, but it was very much anticipated. I loved the music video. I just loved how it kind of took him back to like his roots of like dancing mm-hmm. in the street. So I did love that part of the music video. It's just, I just wish if he had just one more verse, I think it would have been perfect.
This was like the only song like from J. Hope. So not much I can say, but it was very subtle. Yeah. Very subtle. But yeah, I do agree, he could have been in there just a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And the song was like only 3 minutes long, which mm-hmm. is quite short too. And then I did pick Triple S Rising because, as you girls know, I did like the unit mm-hmm. group too.
It was good.
So I was really looking forward to Triple S because someone also said that the unit or even like the whole group was breaking up. But no, they didn't break up.
I think
that's what management said. Yeah, management said if you don't sell this much, we're disbanding the unit. Yeah,
they disbanded the unit.
Just the unit though, not the whole group.
But that's it.
Triple A
is the unit group, but they disbanded the unit group, which released Generation, which was a good song.
Yeah, I really like the song.
I heard the producer is Jaden Jung or something like that from Luna. He helped produce Luna in the beginning stages.
Interesting.
So you can kind of, once you see that, you can kind of see
how the
similarities between
I didn't really watch Luna
early days and Triple S, not necessarily the music but the concept of what he's doing.
In his music videos. But yeah, the Triple S Rising song was really good. It did kind of remind me of Triple A's song or had that vibe also, but then like I was just like wowed by the production of the music video too, you know, how they're all in the bus and then they just like all look up. I just like how unison everything was. It reminded me of XG's Left Right, how everything is so like on beat or like, I guess kind of like Infinite. Where everything's just on point and then in sync pretty much. And then also going into like them visioning themselves on stage and everything. The presentation and the song was just really good.
The music video reminded me a lot of Second Gen with the in the dance rooms. That's the only thing you see from Second Gen. Them in the dance rooms practicing.
All right, Sandy. 80s bouncy.
I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, but the last few 80s comebacks have been disappointments to me. So I wasn't sure what this was going to sound like or if I was going to be interested in it, but I do happen to like it a lot. It's super – at first, I didn't like it, but then it got really catchy, and the dance is just amazing.
It's fun.
It's fun.
Yeah, the dancing is
really
good.
Fun. I like – yeah, I just feel like this was 80s, but like kind of different from 80s from what we've been getting from the last couple of albums. So I'm really excited. I haven't listened to the rest of – the releases. I don't know if they did release anything else.
The album?
Yeah. Is it an album?
Or
I don't even know.
It's a mini album? It's a mini album.
I haven't listened to the rest of the mini album, so I can't judge.
Personally, I did not like this comeback.
Really?
I did not like it. The song is okay. The music was okay. Like, I listened to it in the car, and I was like, I don't know where 80s is going, but I don't like it.
I just think it's so funny how when I like 80s, you don't like 80s.
No, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't like, I just don't think it has like the 80s magic I really liked in the beginning. And like, understand they're growing and changing as artists, but I don't know. The only person keeping me tied to 80s is Yuno.
Hey, all I gotta say is they did break a record for albums from a small company.
Yep.
So
yeah,
they're doing something right.
So yeah, like it's not a bad song. I truly think it's like okay, but I just don't know where they're going, and this makes me concerned because I'm like, am I gonna be a fan? Then am I gonna want to go to their tour next time around? Because like the only few songs I liked recently has been like a few songs on the Halazia album and then a few on Gorilla. So I'm like, I don't know if this is coming from me. I don't know if I'll be going to their concert next time around. Like, I just don't know.
Next time it's going to be like, Brianna, let's go to the
cheese concert.
I'll be wanting to get out.
No, I see. I completely feel you. Because the last like three mini albums they released, I was like, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
This time around, I was like, okay, you know what? I can listen to this. But who knows? Maybe the next mini album they release, I'll be like, nope.
Sandy, you know what's also funny? Brianna was really, really anticipating their comeback. She's like, look at their concept photos to me.
And I was like, oh my God, this could be really good because it's cowboy themed. And I loved Le Sserafim stuff. So I'm like, cool. And then I was like, listen to it. And I'm like, oh. Like, it wasn't bad. It's just, honestly, I don't know where these boys are going. And that, like, concerns me. And maybe it's a good change for them, too, you know? Like, you've already built up a loyal fan base. And it's time to expand, you know? And get fans like this. So, like, it's just, like, I think it's just them expanding what they can do. And I don't know.
All right. But that was our most anticipated songs for the first half of the year. We had J-Hope featuring J. Cole on the Street, Triple S Rising, and ATEEZ's Bouncy. Up next, we have the most unique song. We have Le Sserafim, Eve, Psych, and The Blue Bear's Wife. That's all one title song, okay, you guys? Not multiple songs. Yangjin Boom and Juhyuna. We only have two songs on here, actually. Yeah. But Sandy, I guess you could do the...
Yeah, I think that's the most unique. Nothing really, like, piques my interest for this category. Le Sserafim's definitely Brie. She's a fan. And then the other one, because I have no clue who this group is, it's gotta be, or the solo artist has gotta be my K.
Yes. Even I didn't know what their names were. Because everything was in Korean, and so I had to go translate it. And I was like, I didn't even translate the title track because I'm just like, oh my gosh, I don't know if it's even going to be correct, you know? But that's the two artists' name. Juhyuna is actually an artist. She is under WSG Wannabe and also Zookapa. Hold on.
Urban Zookapa?
Yeah. Urban Zookapa. I'm like, so, my bad. But, and then Yeonjin Bum, I don't know who that is, but looking on the Instagram, I was like, oh, interesting. Something. You just have to go look him up. I don't know much about him or her, but I know the groups that she's in. But I thought the song was very interesting. It was very, like, first going to second gen in that kind of era. So it kind of gave me, it also gave me, like, Typhoon vibes. I don't know if you guys know that co-ed group, but it gave me those kind of vibes. Very interesting song. I don't know how to explain it to y'all. Y'all just have to go listen to it. Y'all know I pick interesting songs. But
So I picked Le Sserafim's Eve, Psyche, and the Bluebeard. Bluebeard's wife. Yeah, it's a very interesting song. Very unique. You either like it or you hate it. It just depends on where you are. And it was a completely, like, it was a complete surprise for me. Because I'm like, Le Sserafim? Yeah. Doing, like, house music like this? Like, what? So, honestly, you either like it or you don't. And I tend to range on the like it a bit more. The dance is very interesting, too. So, I think it's definitely one just to go check out if you want something that's a bit different from the usual K-pop fare, I think. It's definitely very experimental for them, at least. And like I said, you either love it or you hate it. There's no in between.
I didn't like this one.
Yep.
It's funny because they do the boom, 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 boom on TikTok, right? So you would never, I never associated with the song until I watched the music video. And then I was like, oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, no.
The TikToks have been really cute, though.
But, I was not a fan of the song, but it is really unique.
I don't think I've seen this music video, actually. Was this their...
Yep, this is a follow-up.
Okay, track. I was like...
It gave me, like, Beyonce Renaissance vibes. Like, that's what they're trying to emulate. Because Beyonce has a lot of, like, house dance tracks, you know? So that's what it reminded me of. And I don't think many...
Usually people... I'm not a vibe.
Yep, so I don't think you would like it. But it some people love it. So I'm like, you either love it or you hate it. There's no in-between. So that's why I chose it as most unique. Just because I don't think there's really any artists in K-pop doing it, a song like this. So.
All right, we'll have to see. I'll have to check it out. And you too, listeners. But that's a wrap for today's episode. Our most unique, we had Le Sserafim, Eve, Psyche, and the Blue Bear's wife, Yeonjin Bum, and Juhyuna. But... Hope you guys all enjoyed our picks for today and you discover new artists and have fun with us as we guess each other's song pick. Hopefully, if you try to see who our artists were first before we all like reveal them, I would like to hear what you guys thought or what you guys would have picked and if you were correct. But otherwise, although we have already recommended a lot of songs for today, we all have a final song request for you to check out. Sandy, can you please tell the listeners your final song you would like them to hear about today?
I'm not a big fan of this girl group. I don't listen to them very often. But when we went to Shoda and recap saving this song, it's Unforgiven by Le Sserafim. That is my song recommendation.
Unforgiven. I'm a villain.
Yeah, I literally catch myself dancing to it sometimes. It is a really fun song. It's Le Sserafim, but very different from what they previously put out. It's still them, but kind of different. So I really liked it.
It's a different flavor.
So that is my song recommendation. Unforgiven by Le Sserafim.
Are we going to see a dance challenge?
Maybe not.
Oh, too funny. I love that. I love that. See, like, repetition. It's a grower. Yeah. Like, a lot of, like, Nancy Fragile is a grower, too.
I will say I did not gaslight myself into liking it, okay? I do genuinely like it.
You share. Maybe you got gaslighted first.
I was like, all I told Sandy was like, I really like the song. Teach me the dance. I don't know how to do it. And I told her too. I'm like, don't gaslight yourself into liking it, cause.
But after having to keep on listening to it, though, yeah. You know, it picks up.
No, it is a good song.
But all right, what about you, Brianna?
I have two recommendations. I know, unfair, boo. but my first one is I freaking love Woods, and I freaking love his latest releases. His previous comeback, previous stuff, I wasn't a very big fan of, but I love Abyss. A lot more than I think his other track was Journey.
That's his newest one.
Journey. But I love Abyss. It's kind of nostalgic and I always like songs like that. So definitely go check out Woods, another regular, I feel like, on our show. And then the other one, because my boys are coming back one by one, it is a summer anthem for me. Almost every single year, it pops up on my playlist every single summer, and it is Take Me Higher by Ace. You can listen to the 4-member one, you can listen to the 5-member version, whichever one. Please go listen to them. They need as much love as they can get because they are getting older and these boys need the recognition that they deserve. So go listen to Ace. Go listen to Take Me Higher because it is a certified summer bop in my opinion. So,
yes, do. My pick for today will also be Sean and Jeff Sitar, Steal the Show. And I actually started listening to Jeff Sitar after this.
Sandy's like my worst combined.
But their collaboration in this was just mind-blowing, and they were very well vocalized together. Mm-hmm. There was no duet, but like just their vocals side by side was amazing, and the guitar, of course, because Sean, Jeff can play too. But they were amazing. I hope they do more collabs in the future, but who knows. But that's our recommendations for today. Don't forget to like and subscribe us on Instagram and Spotify at playlist.club, and write to us and let us know who your favorites are for the beginning of 2023 and your K-pop bops. We hope to see you all next time.
Bye!
Go listen to Ace. Take Me Higher.
See you next time. Jeff can play too, but they were amazing. I hope they do more collabs in the future, but who knows. But that's our recommendations for today. Don't forget to like and subscribe us on Instagram and Spotify at playlist.club, and write to us and let us know who your favorites are for the beginning of 2023 and your K-pop bops. We hope to see you all next time.
Bye!
Go listen to Ace. Take Me Higher.
See you next time.